Welcome to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast. I'm Sky Edmonds, portrait photographer of 19 years, photographer educator of 15 years, and intuitive business and life coach. I help heart-centered photographers expand their income and impact through nervous system regulation, energetics, somatic connection, and business strategy so that they can become the bold, visible face of their brand. Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast. I am so glad you're here. Now, before we jump into today's topic, I'm very excited to start a series for my podcast, starting, well, my next podcast episode. So what will this series be about? It's actually going to be about my new course, Unseen to Unstoppable. Each week, I'm going to go through each week of the course. So for example, week one in the course is about embracing vulnerability and overcoming the fear of being seen. So on the podcast, I'm going to talk about it. And the next week is about stepping out of overwhelm and burnout. So on the podcast, we're going to talk about it. Week three, we're going to talk about mindset, beliefs, and the stories that we tell ourselves. And you guessed it, I'm going to talk about it here on the podcast. So stay tuned for that. And if you want to know more about my online course, the link is in the show notes. Okay, so today's episode is a continuation for my Creativity Blockers series. This is part two. If you haven't listened to the first one, I think it's about three or four episodes back. It's about comparison and how comparison is one of those things that blocks our creativity. Definitely give it a listen. In the beginning of that episode, I talk about creativity, how it comes through us, not necessarily from us. So we can do things that block it up or hinder it from working through us. Things like comparison and what we're going to talk about today, envy. Now, when I've taught about this at workshops or in previous online courses, I called it jealousy, but I'm officially switching it over to what it really is, which is envy. You see, jealousy, it means that you're afraid to lose something you already have. So I guess technically some of it can imply, but a lot of times jealousy is in reference to like romantic relationships or relationships, not necessarily what I'm going to be speaking about today. So we're talking about envy. The dictionary definition of envy is a feeling of disconnected or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck, or the desire to have a quality, possession, or other desirable attribute belonging to someone else. The war cry of envy is, why her? Of course, none of us would actually say that out loud, but we're often thinking it and feeling it. Why her? Why not me? We have all felt or dealt with envy. And guess what? I'm going to tell you now here at the beginning, it's never going to go away. It's simply part of the human experience, just like fear. However, this is the good part. We can recognize it when it rears its head, and we can have a plan in place on how to combat it. We're not at its mercy, I promise you. In this episode, I'm going to share how I personally combat envy because, yes, I experience it myself. I am, after all, wonderfully human. Truth be told, along with fear and failure, envy doesn't have the same hold on me as it once did. It's actually one of the best, although not fun, teachers. So we're going to start right away with a huge truth bomb, so get ready. Envy is just us witnessing someone allowing for themselves what we want to allow for ourselves, but don't. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Envy is us witnessing someone allowing for themselves what we want to allow for ourselves, but we don't. actually read online, envy is like the canary in the coal mine, the little harbinger that tells you something's wrong. It can help you tune in to your deepest desires, even the ones that seem too transgressive, petty, or dangerous to acknowledge. Very interesting. You see, we are usually envious of those similar to ourselves, but slightly improved. It's more attainable. It's easier to be envious of someone than, say, doing the work, though, because chances are they've been doing the work. And if you're like, Sky, I've been doing the work too, that's good. Maybe it's a matter of timing or patience or continuing forward, a little bit of grit. But I know that envy tells us what we want to pursue. It tells us about our true desires. And envy, it can be like a reminder to water our own gardens. One of my recent coaching clients, we discussed this. I'm not sure how jealousy or envy came up, but she said, I have this friend, da 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 da. And she explained it. And I loved her vulnerability as she told me this story. It was interesting because I actually am friends with the person that she was speaking of. I met this person through my coaching client. And as she was talking, I knew immediately what she was referring to. And she even said, you know, she's not a photographer. I'm a photographer. I don't understand. And I'm like, no, I get it. This person, she's living life vulnerable. She is facing failure time and time again, and she keeps going. Her vibration is absolutely delicious. I mean, she is magnetic. Even though she's a mess at times, her magnetism stays. Her mindset is on point. I can completely understand the feeling of envy. It's not because, you know, we're only envious of other photographers. If we're a photographer, we see within other women something we want within ourselves. And they actually say, if you spot it, you got it. If you see something within another woman and you're like, oh, I really admire that about her. The reason why you admire that is because it's within you. You just may not see it. Maybe it's been hidden. Maybe it's been shoved down because it wasn't safe in your younger years. But it's there if we are open to it and pursue it. So I really admire this coaching client. I love how, again, how vulnerable she was. And it wasn't like an envy, like a dysfunctional. You could really hear the inspiration and admiration in her voice. So, well, let's talk about the darker side of envy. Envy can be painful because our inadequacies come forth and we resent the person instead of dealing with the inadequacies. You know, every time I see so-and-so, you know, it reminds me of my deep desires. Instead of owning up that I have put a lid on my life and I'm not pursuing those desires, I'm going to hate on her. You remind me of my perceived not enoughness. You remind me of my perceived lack. So instead of digging in, so instead of becoming self-aware, so instead of reflecting, so instead of getting curious, so instead of being open, I'm going to hate on you, girl. And that's not a judgmental. That's a, I have been there. I have done that. I have several of the t-shirts, which I promptly donated because I don't want those around here no more. Envy is never satisfied. It always craves more. This is why we must deal with it pretty swiftly before it takes root. Even in the Bible, the book of James, it says, wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and everything that is evil. Damn, that's pretty heavy stuff. In the first podcast episode I did on creativity, I mentioned a few books. One of them was Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. And I want to quote that now. You pick up a magazine and somebody you know, has gone further, faster toward your dream. Instead of saying, that proves it could be done, your fear will say, he or she will succeed ahead of me. We all know that sinking feeling. Someone has landed the job or client you were seeking after. Someone has gone farther up to the next level. They are doing it and you are not. Or so it seems. Julia continues on. We ask ourselves the wrong questions, and those wrong questions give us the wrong answers. Why do I have such rotten luck? What is the use? What do I have to offer? We often ask these questions as we try to talk ourselves out of creating and allow us to ignore the more useful questions. Did I work on my play today? Did I make the deadline to mail it off to where it needed to go? Have I done any networking on its behalf? The lack of movement in our business is due not to a void of talent, but to a lack of activity on our part. Are we marketing? Are we networking? Are we showing up as the visible face of our brand? Are we connecting? Are we showcasing our work? Are we saying, this is what I offer? This is what I'm passionate about. Are you out in your community? Are you following up on leads? Ask yourself these types of questions rather than about your worth. Because let me tell you, the brain has this thing called the RAS, the reticular activating system. It is not just a filter, but it is a gate. It filters through all the information, all the stimuli that you receive second by second by second. And if you have a programming that says, I am not enough, I am not worthy, I am not blah, 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 your brain is going to take that as instruction. So your brain is going to take that as an instruction to go out into the world and look for continuous evidence of your not enoughness. But when we get in there and start to change the programming, change the narrative in our mind, a whole new world opens up. You can actually learn to give your brain the commands to find evidence that you are, in fact, so enough. You are a sought-after photographer. People love your content. People love what you have to say. That evidence is out there. But until you change that programming, your RAS is not just going to filter it out. It will act as a gate and you will not be able to see it. Have you ever loved somebody who just couldn't receive that love? And it's like, you're ready to pull out your hair like, oh my God, this person is magnificent. They are amazing. They are beautiful. They are so worthy. Why won't they see it? Somebody's probably out there thinking the same thing about you. Okay, so back to envy. I love this. Them attaining the thing that you desire is proof it's possible for you too. Actually, their attaining it is proof that the market is wanting more of that. There's room for you. I personally believe there is a market for everything, anyone and everything, especially when someone is so bold to present themselves in the market like, here I am, baby. Here I am. But Sky, that's hard to do. I know. I know. I know. My last 3 years of learning how to feel my life again, being on this journey, has been the most hard, the most difficult. It has challenged me in every way possible to challenge me. Everything that I've thought and believed about myself, and there's still so much more to go, but I wouldn't trade any of it. It has been so worth it because I'm worth it. Even if I'm the only one pursuing me, which I'm not because God is, even if I'm the only one pursuing me, that's enough. To be the person who absolutely hated herself, bulimic for 17 years, because she was never, ever even close to being enough. And then to become the person who starts a podcast and whose main message is about visibility and being seen. Who the hell is this girl? It's me. And I love her. And that's enough for me. I've also heard it said that when we see someone having or experiencing something we desire for ourselves, it's God showing us what's possible for us. So when I see it, I claim it. Oh yeah, I see that. That's for me too. I celebrate her and know that mine is on the way. Now, when I say mine is on the way, I don't mean sit on my butt and eat bonbons. I know that's what a lot of people think manifesting is. Yeah, I'm just waiting on my car to show up. Manifestation is faith and action. Okay, so before I even start going off on that, that's a whole other podcast. Here's how I personally combat envy. Just a reminder, again, you'll always have the temptation. So when we have that temptation or we feel that like sting of envy, don't judge yourself. Don't be like, oh, I can't believe I'm feeling this way again. I thought I was over this. Uh-uh. That's not going to serve you. If you realize that, oh, okay, so this is showing me something. Let me go ahead and look at it and not ascribe these meanings where you end up with the short end of the stick. We take away its power. You can lessen it when we don't give it the brain space that it's craving. And having an action plan helps. So here's part of mine. Number one, I remember I am seeing someone's curated highlight reel of their life. And a lot of this is very similar to the comparison. I remember I'm not seeing all the hard work they may have put in for years to receive what they have. I choose and practice gratitude in my own life. I keep pushing towards my goals. When I'm stagnant or procrastinating, I am like 100% more prone to envy. Full stop. If I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, if I'm not out there doing the work, it's like fertile ground for envy. Next, celebrate your wins. Yes, celebrate. You are worthy of celebration. No social media intake before photo shoots, workshops, any of that. I'm not looking to see what anyone else has got going on, not even opening that door. I'm focusing on my mindset. I'm listening to my music. I'm getting centered, connected emotionally to myself so I can tap into that creativity so I can best serve my clients. And then my favorites, I say, oh, good for her. Or something along those lines, whether you feel it or not, and you probably won't at first, I know I didn't, keep it up and your brain will catch on and the feelings will follow. Now it's like natural. Oh, good for her. Oh, I wish her well. Oh, I love that she has that. Oh, I love that she did that. Remember we talked about the reticular activating system? Starts looking for good things that you could celebrate, even if it's other people. And then you start getting a dopamine hit. Your reward center's lit up in your brain. It feels good to celebrate other people. Now, as we wrap up, can you take envy and find the inspiration that may be hiding within it? Yes, absolutely. And let me just say, I'm not talking about bypassing over feelings of envy and immediately forcing yourself to be inspired. I am not talking about that at all. If we are feeling envy, we should feel it. Otherwise, the energy of it, because feelings are energy in the body, those feelings can remain stuck. It's like a loop. We don't want that. So if we're feeling envious, sit in the body and feel it. It doesn't last long, 90 seconds, unless you attach a story to it. Real quick, what is inspiration? Inspiration is the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. I love that. So let's take a moment and feel what envy feels like in our bodies. Feels pretty yucky, tight, closed, limiting, very small in a confined way. Okay, now let's switch to inspiration. How does that feel in your body? Being inspired feels like being alive. It feels expansive, open, exciting, open for possibilities, motivates you to move. You just never know where inspiration will take you. To be inspired by someone or what they have achieved can lead us to question what steps or mindsets did they have in order to get those desired results. And this is where we can use comparison in a good way. For example, you have a photographer you admire who has the business success that you desire for your own business. You read an interview she posted in which she states that, although many things have gone into her success, one thing that really made a lot of impact for her was clarifying her vision, writing it down, and reflecting on that each morning before her workday began, and then setting the intention to continue on with the vision. So you can then reflect to your own life. Do you have something like this set up where you have clarified your vision and so forth? More importantly, does this line up with your personal beliefs or something you are open to taking on? You have to see the value in it, or it'll be just another set of motions you run through. And what actually makes change in our life is when we attach a good emotion to what we want to do. I have many people I follow or listen to that I'm inspired by, but I don't necessarily take up all their habits or beliefs. It has to be a good fit for me. But let's say you do know the power of having a vision and you've been meaning to do more work in this area for your business. Then her story is the inspiration you needed to finally get moving in this area. I love being inspired by others, and in following their stories, I could see that they didn't achieve this magically. They worked for it. They believed for it. I think that is just as important, maybe even, dare I say, more important is the belief factor. Okay, so let's wrap this up for real. How did this one land? Did this resonate for you? Were you able to shift any thinking or beliefs around envy? Remember, we all struggle with it from time to time. And remember, their compliment is not your insult. Someone else getting words of praise does not automatically mean you are inferior. Have a wonderful week. And until next time, thank you for listening to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast.